I'm Tia Graham. Now, Detroit is a proud city. The name Motor City says it all. The city is credited with getting the U.S. on wheels, on the road, becoming the blueprint for the auto industry we know today. So the pride is understandable, but who were the hands and bodies in those factories making it happen? Where did they come from? Most of us know the story of Henry Ford, Ford Motor Company, and the promise of $5 a day. The great migration of Black Americans and Europeans to Detroit can directly tie back to the auto industry, yet that wasn't the only group contributing to the boom in the auto industry. Detroit's Latino population were also instrumental in putting cars on the roads. Motor City's National Heritage Area Partnership is a local nonprofit that aims to preserve, promote, and interpret the region's automotive and labor history. The organization recently released the Southwest Detroit Auto Heritage Guide, highlighting Latino contributions to the auto industry. The new information available on the Motor City's National Heritage Area's website is available now. You can go ahead there and click to find out more. But joining me now to talk more about the Southwest Detroit Auto Heritage Guide is lead researcher of the Southwest Detroit Guide, Ron Alpern. Welcome, Ron.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have with us a volunteer, Jessica Pellegrino. Jessica, welcome to the Metro.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So, Ron, jumping in, what piqued your interest as the lead researcher of the guide? What got you interested in wanting to know more about Southwest Detroit and its auto contributions?
Well, we don't have time to go into the deep background because part of what we want to emphasize today is how we want to make sure that their people understand that the guide is here and that we're looking for people to help tell even more stories.
Yeah.
But back in the 1970s and 80s and 90s, I was with a group of labor historians who focused on the evolution of Detroit's auto labor unions. We produced the book Working Detroit. We did a television special on the Rivera murals from the labor perspective.
Yeah.
But we also understood, and I was tracking the development of the Motor City's National Heritage Area, which is a window into auto labor history in all of Southeast Michigan. And I was working with the president of the Southwest Business Association. And we understood that while you can tell the story of the city of Detroit and its auto workers, its industry and its unions in a metropolitan lens, it's gotten really interesting if you just focused on a neighborhood. And so when the opportunity arose to create a collaboration with Motor City's National Heritage Area, I started calling in the troops. Jessica Pellegrino is an old friend who isn't necessarily a historian, but she certainly has a passion for the work of what we were doing because she had done fundraising in the Latino community as well as in the Arab community. And was one who saw just how much still needed to be shared with residents, neighbors, hoods, visitors, students, activists, and all. So this project has been a long time in coming, and in contrast to the conversation I heard you have with the DIA people about the Anishinaabe art exhibit.
Yeah.
You know, there you had a collaboration with serious institutional resources.
Yeah.
Well, in this instance, our resource has been the people power of volunteers, students, and scholars who is trying to tell this story. So I'll stop for a minute here and go with wherever this conversation is going to go, Tia.
Ron, thank you so much, because honestly, listening to you now, I can hear the passion that you have for this and making sure that you're telling the story and inviting people to help continue to tell the story of the contributions of Southwest Latinos to Detroit's auto industry, or Michigan's auto industry. But bringing Jessica in to the conversation, Jessica, being a volunteer, you know, putting your perspective and your knowledge into this as well, can you talk to us a little bit about the conversations within Southwest Detroit in terms of the auto industry? Is there a pride, a sense of pride when people talk about the auto industry in Southwest?
So the auto industry and the restaurant industry, those are two industries that are very important to Southwest Detroit. Yeah. And people will say, well, my aunt worked here, my grandfather worked there. As a Latina, one of the things that we have in our lives is, oh, I wish I would have asked Juelita for those questions or that recipe, or I wish I had known more about my grandfather's work. What the guide is doing is bringing those stories to life. And this is where the volunteers come in, because maybe you have a story of your grandfather working at the Rouge plant or anything that had to do with auto. You know, one of the largest employers was auto for many, many years. And so we don't want those stories to die with history. We want them to live on for future generations to read. And this is where we're looking for volunteers to give us their stories, their information.
And Jessica, why do you think oftentimes Latino contributions are left out of so many conversations when we think about industry building, especially within the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit? Detroit's hustles harder, as we always hear, but the Latinos were also a part of building the city of Detroit and its economy. So why do you think some of those conversations are left out? Do you, like you just said, that, you know, our grandmas and grandpas aren't telling the stories?
Well, actually, they're telling the stories. I think we're not listening. I think we have too much going on right now with social media. Yeah, next time.
Yeah.
But, you know, as Latinos, we are raised in a very humble way. So if you have a job offer, you always say, well, what about Tia? What about, have you considered her? It's just, and then the employer might think, well, Jessica's not as interested as someone else. We are raised in a way where we don't really toot our own horn. We don't think about, we think of it as, well, we had a job, or grandpa had a job with the auto company. We don't think of it as we were key to making those cars. We just don't give ourselves enough credit. And this is an opportunity for the Latinos to say, hey, this is what we did, and bring a lot of emphasis and not just a paycheck to a story.
And I love that. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, let me just jump in here with two things to keep in perspective. The first one is, when I first started looking into some of this history, and we looked at the lens of the overlap between the rise of the labor movement and the emergence of this, what we would call the modern civil rights movement, referring to African American civil rights movement, there's this really rich, complicated, complex story that plays out in many ways in Southwest Detroit. And if you go, and when I first looked at this, part of what we saw in the 1950s through the 70s is a generation of leadership in the African American community. Buddy Battle, Coleman Young, Irma Henderson, all of these people, George Crockett, all of these people who had a major impact on the city were, you know, they cut their teeth in the labor movement. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at what happened in the Latino community, where were those voices of that same generation? Well, you've got to go back to the fact that they too, Latinos, come to Detroit in the 1920s. But in 1932, 33, during the Great Depression, they are deported en masse from Detroit.
That's new history to me.
Yeah. And this is part of what we hope to be talking about in some depth when we continue on in the guide. And the guide wants to talk about the essentially what is the global division of labor that brings to Detroit people from Malta, from Eastern Europe, and then the Great Migration from the South, when the European migration is limited after World War I. So all of this stuff has to be understood in this broad context. And yet we're trying to create a tool here that's accessible to John or Jose or Genevieve public, who's trying to think, well, what's this auto stuff all about? And then try to make it easy for them to dive into the deeper stories.
So, Ryan, I'm going to have to jump in really quickly because we're down here to the little towards the end of the conversation. So quickly and briefly, if we could, because I want to get Jessica in here before we get out of here, because Jessica, I just want you to bring in just a 2 cents about you just said. We're not listening to the stories that are being told to us right now. So what is your advice to those, especially when we have our elders around us, to take and collect these stories?
So my advice is listen to the stories, write down whatever you have. I mean, like, I know this is going to sound silly, but I never wrote down anything my grandmother said, never, because you assume you're going to remember it forever because it's so important. And then you have your own children, you get busy with life, and you're like, what did she say? You don't remember in full detail. So volunteer if you can, write whatever you can, listen, write it down. That is my biggest advice, is don't just take our people for granted. The history that we bring is so rich. And I just want to take a minute on, you said you'd never heard before. I came to Michigan in 1992, and it was in Michigan that I first learned about the people sent back to Mexico during the Depression to make jobs for real Americans. A lot of them were citizens. They took their land, their houses, everything, but it's not talked about. So we need to talk to each other, and we need to learn as much as we possibly can.
I just want to say thank you to both Ron Alburn, the lead researcher for the Southwest Detroit Auto Heritage Guide, and Jessica Pellegrino, who is also a volunteer of the guide. You can find out more on the website, the Motor City's National Heritage Area Partnership website. Click there and you can learn so much about Michigan's auto industry. Thank you both so much for joining us on the Metro today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Metro is hosted by Robin Vinton and